This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I'll be reading synopses of some of the articles published by JNS Spine on March 8th, 2013. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are the lumbar spine and the thoracic spine. Biomechanical evaluation of destabilization following minimally invasive decompression for lumbar spinal canal stenosis. A laboratory investigation by Kazuhiro Hasegawa and colleagues. The aim of minimally invasive lumbar decompressions for lumbar spinal canal stenosis is to remove the ligamentum flavum without destroying the facet joints during decompression. Among the procedures, bilateral decompression through a unilateral approach using microscopic and/or microendoscopic procedures and muscle-preserving interlaminar decompression are recently developed attractive procedures with decreased invasiveness not only to the facet joints but also to the back muscles, especially the multifidus. Using 30 fresh frozen porcine functional spinal units, the authors tried to clarify changes in segmental instability following the minimally invasive decompressions compared with traditional procedures and destabilized models. Stiffness and neutral zone during flexion extension, bending, and torsion to the specimens revealed that overall stability of the segments was maintained following all procedures compared with the destabilization models of unilateral or bilateral facetectomies. Comparing the postoperative stability among the decompression procedures, muscle-preserving interlaminar decompression tended to be superior, followed by microscopic bilateral decompression through a unilateral approach and medial facetectomies. An advantage of the new approach, muscle-preserving interlaminar decompression, is the ease of facet preservation symmetrically during decompression of the bilateral nerve roots at the lateral recesses. Placement of thoracic transvertebral pedicle screws using 3D image guidance. A technical note by Eric William Notmeyer and Stephen Pierce. Technological advances in spinal 3D image guidance has resulted in a more user-friendly experience for the surgeon, thereby increasing its use in spinal surgery procedures. The ability to track surgical instruments that are superimposed on intraoperative CT scan allows the surgeon to plan and place instrumentation in three dimensions. This technology has also resulted in the ability of the surgeon to place screws that have not been placed before using standard two-dimensional fluoroscopic methods. The authors report on their experience with the placement of 41 thoracic transvertebral pedicle screws using 3D image guidance. In the sagittal plane, the trajectory of these screws span across the pedicle from inferior to superior and cross the disc space above to end in the superior vertebral body. In the axial plane, the trajectory is medially oriented down the middle of the pedicle to end in the anterolateral aspect of the vertebral body above. Advantages of thoracic transvertebral pedicle screws include the purchase of multiple layers of cortical bone across two vertebral segments. 3D image guidance allows for precise placement of these screws so as to avoid injury to critical surrounding structures, including the spinal cord and aorta. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.